tried.
Currently, I am in a competition which I am sorely losing, and that is between me and my husband, who is going to get the most cash back from Upside, which is, of course, as we've mentioned before, a free app that you can download on your phone for gas or at some restaurants or even at some participating grocery stores, but mostly on gas, which all of us are buying and all of us are paying a lot of money for. So why not get cash back? Why would you not do that? I have no idea. And so right now he's like up to $40 or something in cash back. I don't ever go anywhere anymore. And so now that I work at home, I rarely have to fill up my tank. And so, but when I do, I always use this app and I always get like $3 or $4 back, which is fantastic because it does all add up. And when you download it right now and you use promo code CHICKS, when you download it, you are going to get at least, possibly more, but at least 25 cents per gallon in cash back. So use the code CHICKS, the promo code CHICKS. Download the app. You're not going to regret it. There is no downside to the Upside app.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And you guys, make sure you're following us on chicksontheright.locals.com. You know who's following us there? My mom. She's out there. And I put a thing up. I put a thing up on Locals last night for our supporters there, a little video of my mom, my mama Alice. I put it out there for our insiders too on Facebook. So check that out.
Okay. Lots to get to, and we are going to get to it, but I just did want to say really quickly that Joe Walsh is a complete idiot, not the singer. So, and he has like 350,000 followers or something on Twitter. I retweeted him yesterday because he said, I find Elon Musk to be completely uninteresting. And I'm like, listen, you cannot like Elon Musk. You can think Elon Musk is immature. You can say mean things about Elon Musk all day long. But to call him uninteresting takes like a really significant amount of arrogance. You know what I mean? And so I retweeted that. And then he retweeted me saying that. And then all of his insane lunatic followers came at me, which was kind of nice because then I just got to block everybody en masse and get rid of, like, culling the herd is what I call it. But right. Can you imagine saying that he's uninteresting?
What? Yeah. I actually jumped in on that. I don't ever tweet, but I jumped in and I'm like, wait, I didn't even know who he was. Unless you're the guy from the Eagles. I don't even know. If you're not that Joe Walsh, like, is that Joe Walsh is interesting. I don't know. He's actually interesting to me. But I mean, I didn't know who he was. And then I looked at his bio and I'm like, oh my God, he ran for president? Mm-hmm. When? Because I don't remember that.
Well, and he ran as a Republican. He's one of those like anti-Trump, like Lincoln Project. He's like the Liz Cheney of Anna Navarro's. You know what I mean?
Yes. I honestly don't remember him running. Like he is that uninteresting to me. I don't remember.
Well, and then the thing that made me laugh the hardest is that so many of his crazy followers have Ukraine flags in their bio or their handle. Yeah. And they were all like, Elon Musk sucks and he is totally uninteresting. And I'm like, you have a Ukrainian flag in your bio to virtue signal. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is sending freaking satellite internet to the Ukraine to help them during the war. So don't try to tell me that he's uninteresting and then pretend that you're all like, oh, I love Ukraine.
This is what they do. They feel like they're very special because they put a Ukrainian flag there. They're the same people that have like the circles around their faces on Facebook. And they're like, I'm doing something. Look at me. Oh my God. Shut up. Yeah.
Oh my God. Just so irritating. Also, Trump has returned to Truth Social. Even though that is his platform, he has not been active on it at all until yesterday. And he finally did tweet or whatever. He truthed a photo of himself at Mar-a-Lago. And it just said, I'm back. Hashtag Covfefe.
Right. Yeah. And then speaking of Elon Musk was tweeting yesterday. He said something about bringing the cocaine back into Coke. And you know what? I know that Elon Musk and Trump, like, they don't agree. They're not friends. They don't, you know, hang out or anything like that. But they are a lot more alike than I think that they want to give each other credit for. You know what I mean? Like the troll tweets and stuff like that. They really are. Oh, yeah. They're billionaires. He troll tweets. Like, I think that's why, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why I do like Elon. He doesn't give a crap and he will tweet things. And that's, I just love it. I can't wait to see what he tweets next, which is obviously a lot like Trump was. And he just, you know, there's that whole, I don't give a crap kind of mentality. And I'm going to tweet when I'm going to tweet. And when he tweeted that yesterday, you know, I just thought it was so funny. The whole, let's bring, he's just trying to get a rise out of some of these people. And I am so there for it. I'm so there for it. Right. I love it. So I hope he keeps doing it. I hope he does.
Oh, he will. I don't think you have to worry about that at all. I think he's definitely going to keep doing it. If you guys missed it, and I'm going to show you Tucker from last night sharing a clip that we would have shared regardless because it was unbelievable. And I know you wrote a post about it yesterday at chicksontheright.com. Biden's brain just completely broke again yesterday, right in the middle of whatever talking he was trying to do. And Tucker is talking about that in the context of Biden saying, listen, I'm going to need for taxpayers to pony up $33 billion more dollars to send to Ukraine to help them fight this war that we're not involved in, but that apparently we have to fund. And so that's the context that Tucker gives as he leads us into this unbelievable clip of our president. You guys, look at this.
$33 billion. Now, that's far more than Donald Trump asked for to fund his border wall. That's more than half what we spend on education in this country. And it was announced on exactly the same day that we learned that our economy is speeding toward recession at a time of record high inflation when we're facing food and energy shortages. But another $33 billion for a foreign government to fund a war in which we have no vital national security interests. So maybe there's a good reason we're doing this. Maybe we should ask the president. Here's the president's explanation. And remember, as you watch this, this guy is actually the president.
I'm also sending to Congress a comprehensive package of, that will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
No. 25th Amendment, anyone? This is not sustainable. We are right at the edge of a nuclear conflict with a country that is threatening to use nuclear weapons against us. And that's the guy we trust to have the fine motor skills necessary to keep us all from dying. It's a very dangerous time, and no one's saying so out loud. Now, again, you can strongly support the government of Ukraine and still recognize that we are in a moment of maximum peril, and the people who are acting on our behalf to protect us are reckless or, in that case, deranged. It's a concern.
It's a concern.
Yeah, it's a huge concern. And so, you know, just like everything, everything in this country, it's a political thing, right? Because they don't want to admit that they effed up. They don't want to admit that on the left. They don't want to say, oh, no, we completely screwed this up. And all the people who voted for this clown don't want to say, oh my God, you guys, wow, we screwed this up royally.
What did we do?
So yeah, so instead of saying that, you know, they're going to be like, oh no, everything's fine, you guys, nothing to see here, it's all fine, it's all it's all good. I mean, they're just going to act like nothing there's nothing to see here. That's what they're going to act like, when we all, they know it, they know that this is a complete disaster. Of course they know. They know that this guy is mentally unfit. They know it. And so what do we have to do? Like, what do we have to do to make this? It's insane. But then what's our alternative, Kamala?
Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Don't even start. Don't even start. I wanted to show you a compare and contrast video of Joe Biden that I tweeted out yesterday and that has been making the rounds like crazy. I think it's from either 2005, it's give or take a few years, but he's being an absolute dickhole to this Marine under this question, sorry, but he's just being absolutely awful. He was so mean. I don't think people remember how mean Joe Biden could be, but he was mean. And so, but what I wanted to show here, and we won't play the whole thing because it's like over 2 minutes, is how sharp he was. And I'm not saying that because I thought he was smart. I'm saying his mental faculties were so much more present than they are today that I was struck by it. Like, actually, mouth gaping open, struck by it. Look at this.
Respectfully suggest they have a responsibility slightly above your pay grade. Slightly above your pay grade. To decide whether or not to take the nation to war alone. Or to take the nation to war partway. Or to take the nation to war halfway. That's a real tough decision. That's why they get paid the big bucks. That's why they get the limos and you don't. I mean this sincerely. I'm not trying to be flip. Because I think, and that's what I said at the outset, the reason why I'm glad you did what you did, we should come to our milk. We should make a decision. But in terms of whether the Secretary of State has no more to consider than you do as the arms inspector, you didn't get in, didn't get my job done, get me in.
Completely different person. Completely different person.
Totally different person. It's amazing, right? Like, I was like, whoa, that is not the same guy that is running the show right now.
Totally different. Yeah. And there was that element of showmanship too. Like, mm-hmm. he used to like getting up. It's like almost as if he liked getting up on a stage and performing. You know what I mean? Like, he liked being out there being like the guy in the center of the room. You know, he was like, he liked working the room and being like, hey, I'm Joe Biden. Hey, everybody. He was that guy. And then now he's just like this really frail, doesn't know where he is, head down a lot of the time, just sort of like looking for who's going to guide me to where I need to be next. I mean, he is just legit not the same person. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
And the fact that he was yesterday trying to say, like, in the middle of all that nonsense that he was spewing, that he was trying to say, we're out of money, so I'm going to be asking Congress for $33 billion more. It's all it's doing is weakening us even further. And we're already in such, like Tucker said, we're in this precarious position right now. And Biden just wants to weaken us further. That's all this does. And I don't know why we have to keep propping up other people's wars. Like, this is not our responsibility to fund the world.
It isn't. Meanwhile, our border is wide freaking open.
Yeah.
And we've got all this stuff coming across our border. We've got crime out of control. We've got drugs that are coming over and killing Americans. Does anybody give half a crap about that in the Biden administration? No, nobody cares. And then, you know, don't even get started on talking about COVID. It's like they're so concerned about COVID. And then all of a sudden, it's like we just like don't even talk about that when we talk about in the context of the border being open. It's nuts. These people are nuts. But you know, when you say Biden says this, honestly, I don't think he even knows half the time what he's saying. I think he's doing the best he can to read a teleprompter, which he does very poorly. But I honestly, this guy is a puppet. He is a dementia-ridden puppet, which is why when Tucker says 25th Amendment, anyone? Yeah, anyone? Bueller? It's insane.
You guys, Mother's Day, I know we've been giving you lots and lots of Mother's Day ideas, but we have neglected to mention one of the very, 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 very best ways that you can treat your mama to something amazing for Mother's Day, and that is the amazing loungewear from Cozy Earth. So forever ago, like, we've both posted photos of us in our Cozy Earth loungewear on Instagram. That I don't know, there's no way to actually adequately describe how good their loungewear feels against your skin. It's like, it's made from that bamboo, viscose, unbelievable temperature regulating material. So it feels hugely luxurious. And so if you are racking your brain trying to think of something for the mom in your life, seriously, try this, because she will love it. There's no not loving it. And you can get 35% off when you go to cozyearth.com and use promo code CHICKS. They have robes, they have the loungewear, they've got the joggers, all different kinds of different sets that you can get. It's glorious feeling PJs, you guys, glorious. I wish I had them for every day of the week.
I'm gonna interject and say, flowers are crazy expensive right now. By the time you buy flowers and get them delivered, they're nuts. They last for like 5 days. I will tell you that my mama would rather have this. I'm just putting that out there.
They last forever.
Right. They last forever. She would totally rather have this. So just putting that out there to all the men out there and all the kids out there that are buying for their mama. So this is a slam dunk gift. So definitely do this. Go to cozyearth.com, put our promo code in. She's going to be like super, super happy. And then also, if you haven't subscribed, subscribe to our daily podcast, this one right here. If you can't make it here every morning to be with us, put us in your pocket, you guys. Just put us right there in your pocket, okay?
Or your tool belt, whichever. Yeah. Tool belt or pocket. Slide us right in there, you guys. Well, you just mentioned the border, and Mayorkas was getting grilled by the Hill this week and trying to tell everybody that the border is being effectively managed by his DHS, which is absurd. Everybody knows it's absurd.
He's
and they are now focused, the DHS is, they're working on creating a disinformation governance board, which is being headed up by, what's her name, Nina Jankowicz?
Yeah, her name is Nina Jankowicz, and she's a Georgetown grad, and she's so happy. And she's
very happy.
She's delighted to be a commie. Delighted.
Well, I mean, it's just, it reeks of 1984, and it's almost like this administration has decided, they've either not read Orwell, or they've decided that Orwell's writing is a blueprint for how they want to run things. Because
exactly.
It's like literally the Ministry of Truth. Saki was asked about it yesterday because, of course, Nina Jankowicz, now that she's in charge of figuring out what's disinformation and misinformation, she's also guilty of that very thing. And Saki was asked about that yesterday.
She had previously called the Hunter Biden laptop a Trump campaign product, seeming to discredit its validity or validity of reporting surrounding that. How can you assuage concerns of people who are looking at this person who's been appointed to this position and wondering if she's going to be able to accurately judge misinformation now that a lot of that reporting has been proven to be factual in some ways?
Well, I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country into communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
Right here, I do. I do. I oppose it. I oppose it, Carrot Top. That would be me. I swear. It's like, I don't know who opposes that. About half the country, freak. She's not paying attention. I swear. It's going to be this. If the midterms aren't a bloodbath, then something is seriously wrong. Something's wrong. Because these people are out of control. We're out of control. I mean, it's like people know that, right? I mean, there are people who are normal independents who are looking at this going, yeah, this is Orwellian. What is going on?
Things are bad.
Things are really bad. Yeah.
There's another interesting bit of trivia about Nina Jankowicz. She's a huge Harry Potter fan, apparently.
Oh.
She is also someone who likes to sing. And she is, I think the name of her little duo is like the Morning Myrtles or the Myrtles in the, I don't even know. But she's got like a little singing duo. And I have a little bit of that to share with you, which you'll enjoy.
Oh, dear God.
Any dope with half a brain can see that humankind has gone insane to the point where I don't know if I'll upset the status quo if I throw poison in the water main. Listen close to everybody's heart.
That's who's leading up the disinformation governance board, you guys. Sleep well.
It beats that one dude. Who was the dude that was like the cross-dresser that went to the White House? They appointed to be like some czar. What, remember that dude?
I don't remember his name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, none of this shocks me. It just doesn't. These are Democrats we're talking about. So, you know, I'm surprised she had clothes on at this point. I just, whatever. So she's a singing commie czar. I don't know. What is it? What is her name? What is she again?
She's in charge of the governance, the disinformation governance board.
Right. And what was the Orwell description? What was the actual
Ministry of Truth?
She's the Minister of Truth is what she is basically what she is. She's the Minister of Truth, you guys. That's what we should just call her because that's what she is. That's what they have appointed her to be. She's the Minister of Truth. Welcome. Welcome to 1984. We're living it.
You know what we need? We need a palate cleanser.
Oh, we need DeSantis?
Governor Ron DeSantis. Extra doses of him. Extra doses. He was on Laura Ingraham last night, along with his Surgeon General. And I've got a few different clips because they were all so good. There was no way that I could pick. The first one, he is talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner that Fauci has decided is too dangerous to go to because it's like a super spreader event.
Right.
So here is DeSantis's take on that.
The president is continuing his plans to attend the tedious White House Correspondents' Dinner where 2,300 people are jammed into a basement ballroom. There's no vaccine requirement there. We know Kamala Harris, other prominent Democrats have come down with COVID, all fully vaccinated, double boosted, and so forth. But the party goes on in Washington. And the president of the United States is not going to stay for dinner, but he's going into the, maybe you've been to this before, I have many years ago, but you go into a basement and you're crowded in with a bunch of people who act cool for the night with, like, you know, some celebrities in the room.
Which would be perfectly appropriate. We do that in Florida. We want people to have fun. But at the same time they're doing that, they are appealing the judge in Florida's decision so that they can get the mask mandate on airplanes reinstituted. And literally you saw how many people, the air, flight attendants were crying tears of joy. The passengers were so excited. And this is what they do. I do got to say something about the Surgeon General. He's the anti-Fauci. He actually stands up. He actually stands up and speaks the truth. He doesn't care what the narrative is. He will tell the truth about all these different issues. And you know what? I tell him, I don't always see everything you do day to day, but if you're being attacked by NBC and CNN, I know you are doing a
the
hell
right
of a
thing.
Job.
Now.
Okay, so he's hot. I mean, I know you think DeSantis is hot, but that guy's hot. That guy's good looking.
And when he talks, oh yeah. I mean, he's got this.
Is it buttery?
Nice to listen to. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You want him to read us a bedtime story? Because damn, that was a nice Friday clip to show us. Because you know, I like the bald guys. Yeah.
Well, and there's more because, of course, we're still in the midst of all of this Disney hullabaloo, and DeSantis is getting criticism from members of like from conservatives about how much he is pushing on ending all the, you know, self-governance that Disney has been engaged in for many, many decades. So there's now all these like Democrat governors like in Colorado who are saying, Disney, just come here. We'll take care of you. Come here, Disney. Come. And so Laura is asking him, what if you're the guy that drives Disney away from Florida? And here's his response.
What if you're the governor that drove Disney out?
You want to bet that they will not move it out of Florida? I would be willing to bet a lot of money. And, you know, it probably cost $500 billion to do that. So literally.
So you think that's a lot of big talk?
They need, yeah, of course it is. They're in Florida. They have huge investments here.
But where does this end with you and Disney? How is this? What's the next step?
Simply ends with them being treated the same as every other company in Florida. They're going to follow laws. They're not going to have their own government. They're going to pay their debts, pay their taxes. And it's fine. I want them to do it. I saved tens of thousands of jobs in Orlando. If you had a governor like in California, these people would have lost their jobs because Disneyland was closed for over a year. I got them back. In fact, I wanted them back earlier than they did. I did it because I cared about the people's jobs and their livelihoods. But in the process of doing that, we made Disney millions and millions of dollars because we had sensible policies during COVID. And so that's just the reality. So I want everyone to do well, but I am not comfortable having one company with their own government and special privileges when that company has pledged itself to attacking the parents in my state. When that company has very high up people talking about injecting pansexualism into programming for young kids, it's wrong. Walt Disney would not want that. And so get back to the mission. Do what you did great. That's why people love the company and you've lost your way. Maybe this will be the wake up call that they need to get back on track.
I mean, people were losing their minds. All right.
Right.
That guy, if he doesn't run for president, I mean, I will be shocked. I will just be shocked. He's like, the guy's a slam dunk to run for president.
I know.
He's a slam dunk. And so, and I sent something because a friend of mine from high school posted something on his page yesterday about Eric Erickson. You guys know he's like a radio dude. He did a comparison between George W. Bush and Ron DeSantis. I can't.
No.
And my friend, I love you. You know who you are out there. But I was like, that's the dumbest comparison ever. I can't, like, you can't, there's no comparison between George W. and Ron DeSantis. Like, he was drawing a parallel. Eric Erickson was doing that. And I'm like, how does this guy have a radio show if he's making that? It's the dumbest comparison ever. I don't even know who to compare. I wouldn't compare him to anybody because I think that he's just, he's definitely, it's like you used to talk about on our show back when we did radio, Jungle Boy.
I did. He doesn't quite meet that description, but yes, I did talk about
it. He doesn't, but we used to talk, I mean, it's like before Trump came out, like you would always say, we just need a Jungle Boy to come out of the jungle and just emerge. Nobody knows, and just be this person who just emerges and is like, you know, doesn't have a family history, is not a Bush, is not this, is not that. We don't need anybody that has been known before, and just to come out and just be this guy who just loves America, you know, does the right thing, is a true conservative, and, you know, just has a big, huge set of balls, you know, and he's sort of like the closest thing to a Jungle Boy that I can imagine, right?
Phenomenal. One more clip, and this is of him talking about why, well, first, Laura is going to explain the most recent attack on Florida. It's unbelievably stupid, and his response.
Just today, CBS News reported essentially that things are too good in Florida, saying that Florida is the least affordable place to live in the United States. And Charlie Crist just picked up on this to attack you. So I guess they'd prefer to live in a state where people don't want to move there, and there's a glutton housing, and, you know, for that reason, prices stay low. But this is the supply and demand issue, is it not, of a growing state?
We've led the nation in net in-migration since COVID. And if you look at the states that perform poorly by most metrics, they hemorrhage people. Florida performed well across the economy, education, all these things, and we've gained people. And so the demand to live in Florida is more intense than it's ever been in the history of our state. And that's just the reality, because I think people realize who your governor is and your state government policy has more impact on your daily life than even who the president of the United States is. And so people see that.
True. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I got the hell out of Indy.
Yeah, because we've got a very Democrat behaving Republican governor at the moment.
Yeah, the Republican governor is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm. We need to talk about our friends at GenuCell.com because they have a really cool special going on right now, you guys. GenuCell.com/chicks. So right now, if you get two things, you go to the website and you're like, ooh, I need that and I need that. Two things will get you 20% off. If you get three things, it's 30% off. If you get four things, half off your order, half off. And they are going to send you the immediate effects for free. That's the under the eye stuff with your order. You should definitely check out the Ultra Retinol Cream. We've been talking about that for several weeks, and that's because we love it so much. That's another great product to try. And listen, it's free shipping all the time. You don't need a code. In fact, all you need is just the landing page. GenuCell.com/chicks will get you the 20, 30, or 50% off your order. So check them out. You're going to love them.
Okay. Big plans. Everybody have big plans for the weekend?
Am I doing anything? I'm going out to lunch with my friend tomorrow, and then I'm cleaning.
I got to clean. Big cleaning time. And it's like, I just had guests for like, you know, a couple weeks. So I'm going to be cleaning my house, doing that kind of thing, and then doing a whole lot of nothing in between cleaning. That's what I'm going to be doing. So I'm very excited about doing the nothing in between the
cleaning. I love nothing weekends.
Oh, you guys bring it in. Bring it in. Stretch. Get ready to have the most fabulous Friday of your lives. And we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
The economy actually got smaller in the first quarter of the year. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security is creating an Orwellian disinformation governance board, And talk of nukes in World War III is getting pretty common in Russia. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.